This podcast is brought to you by Julius Meinl Coffee.
You're listening to Evenings on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Yes, you're with Louise Taffer and George Denikian. George, great to have you in the studio with me. And we've been talking A-League, of course. It starts tomorrow evening.
It certainly does. Big game coming up. And this one's being played at Cooper Stadium.
It is indeed.
Hindmarsh.
And joining us on the line is Adelaide United's goalkeeper, Paul Izzo. Paul, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's always better when we have a goalkeeper to talk to. Yeah, because we're all goalkeeping fans, and you guys have done some fantastic work over the last 12 months. You especially have been playing some really good football. You still huge aspirations to play for the Socceroos?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's every Australian's dream, let alone playing the A-League to represent their country. And, obviously, it's pretty far away at the moment, but I think it's always something fantastic to strive for.
Well, something that's a little bit closer is the match tomorrow night. You're opening the A-League season at home against Sydney FC. What a way to start the campaign.
Yeah, it's exciting because obviously it's the first game of the entire season with round one as well, and we know, you know, everyone's going to be watching, every team, so it'll be a fantastic opportunity, you know, to really put our mark in the league and hopefully get 3 points against the former winners of the league last year, Sydney.
Paul, most of the A-League clubs have gone out there and have made some big signings. Sydney, of course, have had a couple of players they've had to replace. They've got a new coach who's very keen to make sure that his opening game, there's a statement in there. How does that make you feel, knowing that Sydney is coming and they're going to be doing the best they can to upset the home side?
Yeah, look, Sydney. I mean, every year they're well funded to get, you know, quality players in, and good on them. And we always expect a tough match against Sydney, let alone any other side in the A-League. But yeah, it's going to be a real good one. We know they're obviously coming to upset us, but you know, I think it'll be a great opportunity for us to put a mark on the league, and you know, show a glimpse of maybe what's going to come in the FA Cup final.
A top five finish last season. What expectations has Marco Kurz set for the upcoming campaign?
Yeah, look, obviously top six is the minimum. You want to be playing finals. And, we know how hard it was last year. And personally, I think this year it's going to be even harder with how well every team in the league's recruited. And, you know, it's pretty hard to pick out any team that you think can't make the top six, considering the players that have come in to the league. And it's going to be real tough, but obviously we want to make finals and, you know, push toward the top end of the table.
We're talking to Paul Izzo, the goalkeeper from the Adelaide Reds, and he's been talking to us about some of the challenges that he's likely to face tomorrow when Adelaide takes on Sydney at, I think, the best pitch in the country at the moment. Hindmarsh or Cooper Stadium, I think, has the best pitch, and there's a very good reason for that, Louise. Paul, do you agree with me? Is it the best pitch in the country?
Yeah, personally for me, I think it's definitely up there. I mean, you know, let alone the pitch, I think as well, if we get a packed house, I mean, atmosphere-wise, we bring it up there too. So, Cooper's, Hindmarsh, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's a great place to come, and, you know, it's a great place to play football too.
Who are the players that we should be looking to make an impression? Some of the acquisitions for the Reds. Who's Marco gone out for and brought to Australia to play football?
Well, Ken Ilso is the first one that comes to mind. He's been pretty loud on social media, and he likes to express himself a lot. So,
has he settled in? Has he settled in yet? We know his social media account's good, but has he settled in?
Yeah, no, he's very well. Too easy. In case you didn't know, he lives on the beach.
Beach or Glenelg?
Henley.
Oh, Henley. Oh, he's upper echelon. All right, fine. He doesn't need too many distractions, though.
He doesn't at all. No. Yeah, the beach keeps him busy anyway.
And, Paul, how is young Louis Diarago settling in?
Yeah, he's doing well. Obviously, being so young, it's pretty tough to break into a squad with, you know, such a big and important midfielders that we have in our team, like Issa, Mirko, and, you know, even Vinny Lears pushing around as well. He's got competition with other young boys as well, Nathan Constantopoulos. So, you know, it's hard for him to break in, but, you know, in training he's doing his best and, you know, he's making a very competitive environment for all the lads as well.
Paul, you mentioned the old man there, Vince Lear. I've known him since he was 16. How's he doing and how's his body? Because
yeah,
when he's fit, he can play football.
Right.
He can play really good football.
No. No, you wouldn't tell he's the oldest player, but, you know, his body's he's in good shape. I mean, he's a good man to take his top off, that's for sure. And he likes it as well.
I didn't say anything. Please, don't wrap that around me, please. No, no.
Yeah, no, he's not scared to show it, but, no, he's fit. He's had a good pre-season as well. Usually last season he had a couple of niggly injuries that were pretty frustrating for him. And, yeah, he's got a good pre-season under his belt as well. And, yeah, he's ready to go.
Now, tell me something. Last year, when we spoke to Vince, he mentioned that that was quite a pre-season he had to go through. Marco Kurz, you know, the German coach, very particular about how he wanted his players prepared. Has it changed? Have the requirements or the regimen changed at all over the last 12 months?
Has it got tougher? I mean, we joke today that we survived, we made it, and we got to round one. So, yeah, if anything, it was probably a bit harder than last pre-season. I mean, obviously last year was a shock to the system for many boys, and, yeah, this year he ramped it up even a bit more, I think. And, yeah, hopefully it pays off with the level of fitness we have, and, yeah.
Well, we're very excited about seeing the A-League season kick off. It's now only a matter of hours away. Tomorrow night, Hindmarsh, or as we're saying, Cooper Stadium, the place to be. And it's Adelaide Reds taking on Sydney. And Paul, we wish you and the team all the very, very best, both for the opening round of the competition and, of course, the final of the FFA Cup. That's been some effort to get to the final, and congratulations. The Reds have really made it part of their tradition.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic to make it 2 years in a row. Obviously, we want to do one better than last year, and seeing as it's our turn to have it at our home final, we want to do it in front of a packed house, and yeah, it should be a cracking atmosphere.
Well, you've earned the right. Thanks for joining us on FNR.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Paul Izzo there on Football Nation Radio, back with more in just a moment.